Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I have a question. I have a father. He is on Medicare, and I wanted to look into home care for him.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know how to start, where to start.
Uh-huh.
I think he does. He need Medicaid to get home care, or do he can he just do with Medicare?
So Medicare does not cover home care services.
So then he would have to obtain Medicaid.
To get on to Medicaid, which is the state-funded program that covers home care services. What county does your dad reside in?
Philadelphia.
So would you like for us to assist you and your dad onto services? We can assist
you
through that process. Absolutely.
Please.
1 second, please hold. All right, what's your mom's first and last name?
My dad, his name is Raymond.
Mr. Raymond, okay.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
And Mr. Kelly's date of birth?
01-14-56.
Okay, and you do know that Medicaid is an income-based program, right?
Right. Do you know the maximum for him? Because he has bills.
I believe it's $2,900. But I'm not sure because I don't work for Medicaid, but we're going to put you in the right direction so that they can answer any questions and let the state determine his eligibility based on, you know, because you do say he has bills and stuff, so let them decide that.
Yes. Did you need his social?
No, just 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
What's Mr. Kelly's home address?
1515 North 58th Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Zip code?
19131.
And are you going to be his caregiver to get paid to take care of him
and
his errands, be his caregiver? Are you his daughter?
Yes. Yes.
What's your first and last name, please?
Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Howard.
Miss Rhonda, I have good news for you. He has Medicaid. It's inactive, but
he had Medicaid
at some point. No. He had Medicaid at some point, which is good.
Okay.
Because that means that at some point in his life, they found him eligible for it. So what we need to do is call the broker and see what's going on. He probably missed financials. He probably missed a face-to-face hearing. He probably missed documentations. He probably missed some paperwork.
Okay.
He probably missed a recertification. There could be a number of reasons why he got, they terminated his Medicaid, okay? But it's in the system.
Okay.
So at one point, he has a Medicaid ID number, all right?
Oh, good.
I need you to write down some information for me. Just let me know when you're ready. I need a good number to reach Mr. Raymond. What is it?
You want to reach him?
Yeah, we need to reach him.
Okay.
Yes, the number.
It's two. Hold on 1 second. I don't know his number by heart. Hold on. It's 267.
Got it.
897.
Uh-huh.
1943.
And a good number to reach you?
267-370-8757.
Okay, now I just need you to write down some of my information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? I'm going to see if someone is available to further you along with this broker, because we got to get the broker. We got to get the broker involved so that he can further you guys along. Hold on 1 second. So I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready, all right? I'm typing away.
Medicaid
broker number.
Broker number.
It's,
okay.
877-550-4227.
Okay.
Now I want you to write Medicaid ID number next to that number. You said Rhonda Howard is your name, correct?
Yes.
Your number is 267-370-8757, correct?
Correct.
Okay, 1 second. I'm just adding this into the referral. We're going to submit the referral today to further you guys along. So his Medicaid ID number is 4203.
Hold on, 4203.
133.
133.
865.
865.
And right next to it, inactive. That means that his status is inactive. That means that at some point he had Medicaid, but it's inactive right now. Okay, he cannot use it. We need to open it up again, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to call the broker to try to get this resolved for him, okay? Give me 1 second, ma'am. All right, Ms. Rhonda, I'm going to see. All right, what I want you to do now is write down the agency's information because no one is responding. I think everyone's busy right now assisting other patients.
Okay.
So I'm going to write, I'm going to have you write everything down, and I'm going to have you go ahead and call the broker on your own. Let them know that your father is in need of home care services and you're calling to initiate the process on his behalf.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
The agency that's going to hire you and assist your dad onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Got it.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400. That's 267-551-7400. My direct number. It's the same number but ends in 10. 267-551-7410. You're going to call me once you schedule that assessment. It's a series of assessments. One is financials, another one is a home visit. And then they'll get all his information, and then they'll help create a care plan. Once he gets onto services, he'll have full Medicaid and all his benefits, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Family First, Ms. Rhonda. Call me if you need me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.